wonderfulness.
Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Ah, bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Let's praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Let's praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Praise the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Let us praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Let the wonderful name of Jesus. Come on, praise the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Let us praise the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Let us praise the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Oh, come on, bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Ah, bless the wonderful name of Jesus. Bless the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Oh, will you praise the wonderful name of Jesus? Let us praise the wonderful of Jesus. I will praise the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. You will praise the wonderful name. Let us bless the wonderful name of Jesus. I will bless the wonderful name of Jesus. No know all that I need. I know I will bless the wonderful name of Jesus. You will bless the wonderful name of Jesus. I will bless the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. You will bless the wonderful name of Jesus. I bless the wonderful name of Jesus. I bless the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I do. You will bless the wonderful name of Jesus. We shall bless the wonderful name of Jesus. I will bless the wonderful name of Jesus. No other name I know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. We shall bless the wonderful name of Jesus. We praise the wonderful name of Jesus. We glorify the wonderful name of Jesus. The name that is above every other name. That name, every name of bow of things in heaven, things on earth, things in the earth, and every tongue must confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. That name, demon crumble. At the mention of that name, witches and wizards flee. At the mention of that name, sickness and disease flee. That name is still as powerful as it is before. Jesus Christ is the same. Yesterday, today, and forever, he does not change. He has never changed. He is the unchanging changer. Ha, Rukaboke, Indaria, Anduria. At the mention of that name, every nature bound. At the mention of that name, every tongue confess you are Lord. At the measure of that name, every tongue must confess every name of God. And it's a name that is above every other name. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous from heaven to it and they are seen. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous from heaven to it and they are seen. Oh, have you heard? Oh, have you heard? The righteous from heaven to it and they are seen. Oh, have you heard? Oh, have you heard the writers from it into it and they are seen? The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The writers from it into it and they are seen. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The writers run into it and they are saved. In times like this, we need that wonderful name in our life, in our lips. Oh, yes. All of a sudden, they say the coronavirus is out there again. And all kinds of things are going on out there. Ha! You need the name of Jesus. Ha! Jesus, name above all names, beautiful Savior. Glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us. man, living world. Jesus, name above all name, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed we be, man, living one. Oh, Jesus, Jesus. Name above name, beautiful Savior, glorious Lord, Emmanuel, God is with us, blessed He be man, living. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all welcome to the Our Miracles Radio and TV Ministries of the Jesus Christ Global Mission. Reaching you all the way from Langham, Maryland, this is Archbishop Stephen John Biokoro and the Honorable Wife, Reverend Dr. Felicia Biokoro. We come into you with the living word of God. That blessing, save, heals, and deliver. Today, I'm led to share with you on the topic, from where comes wars and fightings among you. And our text is taken from James chapter 4, from verse 1 to 3. Holy Spirit, bless your people through your word now. Minister to them, O God. Let them know the truth, and the truth sets free. God, we are open to receive on your throne of grace today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen and amen. Yes, welcome to the Hour of Miracles TV Ministry. Today we are talking about from where comes wars and fightings among you. And I said, taken from James chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. From where cometh wars among you? From where do all these things come? All these conflicts. All these troubles and all these problems that are going on today, where are they coming from? James chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. And of course, you know, and in that book of James, the apostle James, the pastor of the church in Jerusalem, a man filled with wisdom and understanding, God used him to write all this truth in the Holy Bible, James chapter 4. He says, is it not coming from your selfishness and greed? You ask of me that you might consume it upon your own lust. And that is the answer. Where is all these things coming from? This conflict, confrontation, quarrel, disagreement. From where are they coming from? James chapter 4, verse 1 to 3. They are coming from selfishness and greed, and tribalism, and racism, and sectionalism, and all the negative things that people are going through. God will deliver the world today. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind those evil spirits, spirit of selfishness and greed, spirit. Racism and tribalism and sectionalism, these are negative spirits. God did not put those hatred in your life. You need to repent of all those things and come to Jesus and let him have you as his own. God loves you that he sent his only begotten son to die in your place for your salvation. As many as receive him, to them, God gave power to become the sons of God. Why will you have greed in your heart and selfish? You know, God created this world for everyone to enjoy and occupy. Until Jesus will come, all of a sudden, somebody will soon declare, I own this place, I own this land. I own this country. I own this, and I own that. Nobody should come here. No, these are selfishness and greed. God is not like that. God is generous. Jesus loves everybody. Fed 4,000 people. And then he fed another 5,000. He's telling you how generous, you know, give and receive. That is the nature of God. Why are human beings so selfish and greedy? Greedy. You want to have everything to yourself. You want to police everything. That's not the nature of God. That is the nature of the devil. The nature of selfishness and greed. Adolf Hitler of Germany, some years ago before he died, he said, I must rule this world or destroy it. Yes, Adolf Hitler. Some years ago before he died, and that was the real cause for the Second World War. Adolf Hitler proclaimed to the whole world. He said, if I, Adolf Hitler, if I will not rule this whole world, if I will not own this world, I will destroy the whole world. Those were the words of Adolf Hitler. You see, human beings, which world did he create that he wants to destroy now? Which world must he own? All of a sudden, devil enter people's hearts and they begin to manifest the nature of Satan. You know, Adolf Hitler, he was bold enough to tell the whole world. He said he must own this world, or he must rule this world, or he will destroy the whole world. See, that God is not like that. You don't have to destroy the whole world because he did not rule the whole world. You don't have to rule the whole. Must you rule the whole world? Have you finished ruling your house? Have you finished ruling your home? Have you finished ruling your community? Have you finished ruling your own self? How come you want to rule the whole world? Who asked you to do that? Did God ask you to go and rule the whole world? And it is still happening today. It is still happening today. Just a few weeks ago, one of the presidents of the country, he said he wants to be the president of the one world religion, one world government. Already a man wants to be the president of the one world government. One world, one world. He wants to be the president of the whole world. Somebody is already saying that. You can see devil in some people. They behave like Satan. They speak the language of Satan. Because that is what Satan was doing in heaven. Lucifer. He was the archangel of God who led praise and worship. Lucifer began to covet the position of God. Lucifer said, I must exalt myself above God. You know, I must be the one to be worshipped. Yeah? Lucifer. In the book of Ezekiel and all this, you see all these things there, book of Revelation. That's the spirit of Lucifer. The archangel that led praise and worship, you know, he arrogated himself. He said, I must exalt myself above God. Lucifer. That was how he was cast out of heaven and fell into this earth with one third of the angelic host, you know, and all that. What are you trying to do? God created you in his own image to serve him, to worship him, to praise him, to adore him, because that's the whole reason. That is why I said, the whole purpose of man on earth is to fear God and to keep his commandments. That's Ecclesiastes chapter 12. King Solomon, he said, the whole purpose of man on earth is to fear God and to keep his commandments. That's why we are here. We are here on this earth to love God, to serve God, to keep his commandments, to worship him, to adore him. That's what it's all about. And when we get to heaven, it is the same thing. We have been created to love God and to worship him and to serve him with all our lives. How come you are filled with greed, your selfishness, until you are killing the whole world because you want to be a billionaire, you want to sell vaccines to the whole world, you want that spirit of selfishness and greed, racism, and tribalism, and sectionalism, God rebuke those spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus came to give you life and life more abundantly. Naboth's vineyard, King Ahab coveted Naboth's vineyard. In 1 Kings chapter 21, verses 1 to 29, you see King Ahab, a whole king, is coveting another person's property. A king is coveting somebody else's property. And it's still going on today, covetousness. You know, Saddam Hussein woke up one morning and he was taking over the whole of Kuwait. The Kuwait belongs to Iraq. Kuwait can never belong to Iraq. Kuwait is a country of its own. They are on their own. How come you want to go and take up Kuwait to join you? The Kuwait does not belong to you. Selfishness and greed. You know, it is me alone. Me. Give it to me. I own it. I have it. This is my own. This is your. This is not your own. This is my own. And even in homes and families, that's what is going on. And that is why the prodigal son had to leave home with his father's wealth. Half of his father's wealth, he took it. Luke chapter 15, verse 11 to 32, the prodigal son. He said, Father, divide your wealth. Give me one half of it, I'm going. So he divided the wealth and gave him and went. And he squandered everything. See, he said to his men. Even in family, in home, all of a sudden, a woman wants to lead. A woman wants to control. A woman wants to be everything. From nowhere, he wants to be the richest person on earth. Who asked you to do that? Look at the news. All what they are telling you now, this is the richest man on earth. This is the richest woman. This is the richest man in Africa. This is the richest man. This is the richest woman in America. This is the richest. Who asked? What is all that for? When you die and leave this world, all those things are gone. You have to stand before God. It is what is deed for God that will matter. Nobody will ask you in heaven, how much do you have in your bank account? Nobody. The Bible says, each of us shall stand before God and give account of our life. How did you live here on earth? What did you do for the kingdom purpose? For the kingdom's sake, what did you do? You didn't do anything. All you did was to amass wealth and riches and hide them away in banks and load them into bank accounts. Nobody is giving that. Nobody is being helped. Nobody is being anything. It's just like that. Everyone must die one day. Bible says everyone must die one day. You will stand before God and give account of your life. Whose name was not found in the book of life, will be cast into the lake of fire. And there will be gnashing of teeth and suffering in the lake of fire. For millions and billions of years, the worms died not. The worms are going to be eating you up because you refuse to love God and to serve God and to worship God and to be what God wants you to be. You need to repent today. Except you repent, you shall likewise perish. What shall live profit you? If you shall gain the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul. What have you done for the kingdom of God? Nothing. What have you done to push the God first forward? Nothing. What contributions have you made? What have you done to found the kingdom of God? Nothing. All you know is to amass wealth and riches. And just me. Jesus said, why do you store up your wealth here and there? Yes, teeth and ropes come and rob it and kill you and shoot you. And you are dead and they carry your money and run away. Why don't you put it in the kingdom of God for the work of God? Put it to serve God. Put it in the church. Put it in the work of God. Put it in the servants of God. Let them go and preach the gospel. And your life will be blessed. And when you leave this world, you will be welcome to the kingdom of God. But all this selfishness and greed, that is why they are fighting war. Every nook and corner, they are fighting over land. We own this sea. Nobody else should come here. This sea, it belongs to us. This ocean belongs to us. This building, this land belongs to us. This place belongs to us. So you go. You don't touch me. You don't do this. Which one do you owe? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. You don't owe nothing. What did you own on earth? The scripture says in Psalm 24, verse 1. Psalm 24, verse 1. He said, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Everything in this world belongs to God. It didn't belong to you. There's nothing that belongs to you anywhere. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. You die and leave all these things and go. That's it. You will stand before God. You will give account of your life. And if you don't have a testimony of what you did for the kingdom of God, to hell. Who cares? Who cares? Go to hellfire and be there forever. Nobody cares. When, say, the rich man died and went to hell. Then the poor Lazarus, who loved God, died and went to heaven. Don't you learn from those things in the scripture? The rich man did not die and go to hell because he was rich. He refused to love God, refused to serve God, refused to worship God. But Lazarus, though he was poor, he loved God. He served God. He worshiped God. He glorified God. So when he died, the Bible says that the angels took him into the kingdom of God. And the greedy man, he's in hellfire burning. And then the Bible says that he lifted up his eyes and he saw Lazarus in the bosom of Abraham. He said, Lazarus, bring me some water to drink. Too late to cry. When the head has been chopped off. The head is chopped off. And then he started crying. What are you crying for? How will Lazarus leave heaven to come to hell? To come and give you water. And how much water can he really give you? Because the Bible says that for millions and trillions of years, you are going to be in that flaming fire. Burning with warmth. That diet, not gnashing of teeth, you're going to be there forever and ever. That is where you will spend your eternity because of your rebellion and your sinful life, your prostitution, your love-feasting, your adulterous life, your fornicating life, your stealing and lying, oppressing people, depressing people, killing people unjustly, and all the evil things you are doing. God's judgment is coming to you right there where you are. It is appointed on the man wants to die after that judgment. Who is going to test who? No. If you don't want to have Jesus Christ, that's okay. If you don't want to repent, that's okay. If you don't want to belong to God, that's okay. If you don't want to belong to Jesus, that's okay. But on the last day, everyone shall stand before God. And whose name was not found the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Get ready. Then they repent, which are likewise perish. This is the hour of salvation for you to know the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by Him. How come this belief thing in these eyes? King David converted Uriah's wife. Covetousness all over the scriptures. Power tussle all over the whole place. Gender strife. Power tussle. Everybody wants to be present. And all these presidents, they are going to be in for selfishness. Somebody says he's a president and it's not helping the masses, not helping the people, and the people are dying and suffering. Which president are you? Come on, go and sit down. And you need to do the will of God. The issue is not who is president and who is not president. All over the world now, everybody wants to be president of the country. And all those presidents want to be, they are not there to serve the people. They are not there to protect the people. They are not there to work. They are not there to cooperate with people. God has to choose his own people. Look at Achan. Achan, he took the on holy items from Jericho, you know, and the camp of Israel totally defeats the selfishness. You that in Jericho have a federal price for 30 pieces of silver, all because he needed 30 pieces of silver. He had to betray. And if we are today, people betray one another. Even in the place of work, power tussle. Everybody wants to leave. People want to take your position. Somebody does not like your fix. Somebody does not want you there. And so they tell lies, they put everything together, they frame you up and tell all types of things, and they need you to push you away so that you can go. They want to take over now, they want to occupy. The earth is the Lord and the fullness is up. You don't own any place, you can't even be there. Oh yes, you cannot be there because judgment is coming. God is going to judge such individuals. People who tell lies and send people away from their working places, people who tell lies, frame people up, and then they use their influence and use their position to knock people out. God is not in that. The righteous judge is going to punish such evildoers that will repent of your evil and turn away from your wicked ways. Let God have mercy upon you. Otherwise, God is going to smite all these evildoers and they will be no more. In the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, selfishness and greed is not going to help anybody. It is love of God that we need. That women's liberation, women's domination, try to dominate, try to be on their own, want to amass wealth to yourself. Does it matter again? Children are doing the same thing, women are doing the same thing. Everybody is in rat race for riches and wealth and gold and silver. I own that lady. I own that estate. I own that every place. I own everything you want to be owned. What did you own? You did not own anything. The earth is the Lord. And the fullness is up. You die and leave all these things and go. What shall it profit you if you gain your own world and suffer the loss of your soul? What is very important is you repenting and accepting Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. If you turning away from your wicked ways and let God heal your life and your family and bring solutions to all your problems. Christ is the answer to every problem. Christ is the answer to all I need. Thy great physician, thy great baptism. Oh, hallelujah. It's all I need. Christ is the answer to every problem. Christ is the answer to all your needs. That great physician, that great baptizer, oh hallelujah, it's all I need. Jesus is the answer for the world today, above him yet no water. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him yet no water. Jesus is the way. He's the answer for the world problem today. He rejects Jesus Christ. Look at China. They are destroying churches. They don't want church, don't want Bible, don't want. And you think they will have peace? There's no peace for the wicked. There is no peace for the wicked. And war has started there now. God is already judging them for destroying churches and sending the gospel. You remove peace from your country. Hey! Jesus is the Prince of Peace, the Lord of Lords, he's the everlasting Father. You say you don't want Jesus? Okay. Ha. Here we go. The gentle dove. Here we go. And now the devil will come and sit down, and then problem begins. That's what's happening now. They say they don't need church, they don't need gospel, they don't need the Bible. And Russia did all this some years ago, but they repented. They have repented. Russia now, the gospel of Christ is beaming all over Russia, Christians all over everywhere. People are worshiping God in Russia. You know, God is blessing them. They are happy. And then you, China, you say you don't need Bible, you don't need God, you don't need church, you don't need preaching, you don't need that. Very good. Thank you so much. You have sent Jesus away, the Prince of Peace. You sent him out of your nation. Now, Satan has come. Satan, the destroyer, the killer, he came to steal, to kill and destroy. Satan has come. He's sitting here now. And there is bloodshed already started. There's killing and there's war already here. Because you refuse Jesus Christ, Satan has taken his seat. He came to steal, to kill, to destroy. But Jesus came to give life. He said, you don't want Jesus. Okay? Now, take Satan and go. Satan will deal with you. And now it has started. Everything has started now, over here now. This is unfair. This is not, and who is going to suffer? Maybe the common people are the ones who are, because there will be bloodshed, the bombings are going to start, and everything is going to start, and then all of you are in trouble. You need to repent right now and give your life to Jesus, and send your repentance and likewise perish. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, Jesus, to come and die for you. As many as receive Christ, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. John chapter 1, verse 12. As many as receive Jesus Christ into their life, into their heart, to them God gave power to become the sons of God. So when you rejected Jesus Christ, that is the beginning of trouble. Because he is the Prince of Peace. You did not accept the Prince of Peace. When the Prince of Peace, you sent him back. Now Satan will come in and sit down because there is no vacuum in the realm of the spirit. There is no vacuum in the realm of the spirit. If Jesus is not there, then the devil come in and take his position. And what did the devil came to do? John 10:10. The devil is the thief who came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus came to give life, and life more abundantly. You better not welcome Satan to your home, to your family. Don't welcome Satan to your country. You drive him out that way, and you drive Jesus, you say you don't want Jesus, you don't want Bible, you don't want prayer, you don't want church. Good. Ha. That is very, very good. Jesus is gone. Ha-ha. Now, Satan has come to sit down and destroy everything. Good. So take Satan. Take him. Oh, yes. Take him. Let him be there. Let life and property be destroyed all over the whole place. And then you will be happy. You know, look at it. From when cometh worms and hiding among you, from greed and selfishness, you know, and racism and discrimination, and I want everything for myself. James chapter 4, verse 1 to 3, that's where all these troubles are coming from. You need to repent today. And let Jesus be your Lord and Savior so that you can have eternal life. What shall it profit you if you have gained the whole world? And look at the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ. We love you and Jesus loves you. And I know God will continue to bless you with peace and joy. Thank you all for listening. I want to pray with you, those who are listening to this word of God. Wherever you are in any part of the world, I pray that Jesus will come into your heart Let him be your personal Lord and Savior so that you can have eternity in heaven. That's what it is. That's what it is. Yes, open your heart, open your life. Let him come in and dwell in you and serve with you. Greater is he that is in you than the devil that is in the world. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Can't reject Christ and have peace. No. How shall you expect if you neglect such great salvation that Jesus secured for you on those who are healed, who are to salvation? How can you escape hell? Today is the day of salvation. You got to go on your knees and confess your sins and have mercy and favor and the grace of God upon your life so that the Prince of Peace will dwell in your life and give you peace. Jesus said, peace I give unto you, not as the world gives. Jesus gives peace. But if you don't want him in your life, in your home, in your family, if you don't want Jesus Christ in your country, Jesus is not going to force himself on you. When you reject him, then the devil will come there and destroy everything. So today you have to make a commitment to follow Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior and be a child of God and be born again and be filled with the Holy Spirit, so that you can have eternal life. In the name of Jesus, I pray for your salvation and your healing and your deliverance and your blessing. In the name of Jesus, may you receive life and life more abundantly. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Feel free to email us ourmiracletv@juno.com. ourmiracletv@juno.com. You can reach us on the phone area code 240-552-5899 or 202-460-7110. Jesus loves you, Felicia and I. We love you and we say, God bless you with the peace of God and the joy of God, the love of God dwell in you richly. In the name of Jesus Christ, you shall not have wars and fighting among you. You shall not have greed or selfishness, racism, and discrimination, and all those things shall not be your life. In the name of Jesus, you shall have Christ in you, the hope of glory, the love of God that passeth every human understanding. Receive it in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen. Please, all this message to everyone you know all over the world. Email it to them, share it to them, tweet it out to them, send it to them, text it to them. Let them know the truth, and the truth shall set them free. The way, the truth, and the life, that's Jesus Christ of Nazareth. He is the way, the truth, and the life. No one cometh to the Father except by him. We love you, and Jesus loves you too. God bless you abundantly. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's all.